It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. It's been over a week since the massacre that took place in El Paso, and as more news unfolds on how this attack targeted Hispanics, many groups are speaking out. To learn more, I talked with Stevie Paz with NM Cafe, a community organizing group that has been vocal about the rise of hate speech in our country. Stevie, thank you so much for joining us.
Of course, I'm glad to be here.
So when the news of this mass shooting in El Paso took place, it was later reported that the shooter apparently posted online that the attack was his response to, quote, a Hispanic invasion of Texas. Mm-hmm. When you heard those words, what came to mind?
Like, this was personal to people who looked like me, who looked like my brother, my aunts, my uncles. Like, this was very personal, and this is the same rhetoric that, you know, we're hearing from this administration. The words invasion, the words like illegal infestation, these are blatantly targeted towards communities of color. And specifically, invasion of Hispanics in Texas was something that I took personally. And I know that there's people all over this country that, whether they be Latino, Mexican, however they identify, are taking it really, really personally.
You mentioned this administration. President Trump obviously has been criticized for his heated rhetoric surrounding immigration and border security. There's been some experts being quoted in the news as saying that there may be a link between political rhetoric and a rise in hate crimes. What do you think about this? Do words matter?
Yes, words absolutely matter, whether it's indirectly or directly. The things that he has said, like, people are now adopting it and taking it literally. Like, white supremacy has always existed in this country, but now I feel like more than ever, it's actually making people act on it. Act on it and target people of color. And especially where we live in the borderlands, you know, immigration is a big issue for us. We're on the borderlands, we're on the border. We're being militarized by, you know, CBP and ICE getting more money. We're seeing asylum seekers come to the border and being turned away or held in detention centers, and hearing these horrific stories of people's experiences in detention. You know, and this community is predominantly Mexican, Latino. So I honestly feel like we're literally being hit at every angle, and we can no longer just shoulder the burden ourselves. Like, we need allies and people to fight for us and stand with us in this moment.
So you brought up an issue, our communities here in the borderlands being caught up in the immigration debate. Mm-hmm. With this recent mass shooting in mind, do you have any thoughts on how this crime and the heated rhetoric surrounding the issue of immigration impacts our communities?
I mean, the way that I can make the link between and actually get the sense of it is, this feels very personal to people, whether they're involved in immigration or, you know, living in El Paso or simply just being Latino. Like, it's all very overwhelming and it's very, very personal. Like, I know personally myself, I'm feeling angry, hurt, upset, sad, like probably every emotion that I can articulate right now. And I'm sure that there's other people there feeling that way that can't name it.
As the digital organizer in your organization, I'd like to get your thoughts on this. Twitter has recently really come under a lot of pressure to ban white supremacists. What are your thoughts on this? And I'd like to hear kind of how you think. Do you think that this could make a difference in preventing hate crimes?
So I've actually seen some of these accounts that I guess are white supremacists or supporting the white supremacist ideals and language. And I know people will take steps to report those accounts repeatedly until they get deleted. However, you know, you can report a Twitter account. It can get deleted or suspended or what have you. But there are also people, I think 8chan's one of them, or 4chan. It's like an online community message board. I don't know. I wasn't too familiar with it until I heard about it recently. I was reading stuff on social media and heard about it, where people actually get into these message boards and are actually being radicalized online. So I'm not sure if, like, just reporting a Twitter account is actually more effective than these message boards online that are separate from Twitter, where we're actually going to have to be really monitoring and really looking at those types of things to see what people are talking about, what they're saying, and how they're being radicalized online.
So I guess the concern some folks may be having with this is, are we censoring ourselves or limiting free speech? Do you have any thoughts on that?
I mean, the way I see it is, like, there's a difference between free speech and being very hateful. Again, words matter. The words that we use about people of color, specifically black and brown bodies, there's a difference between saying things that are your opinion, but then saying things that are super, super hateful.
That was Stevie Paz, digital organizer with NM Cafe.